Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation Club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. We encourage you as well to like and subscribe to our YouTube page at Largemouth Marketing. That's YouTube Largemouth Marketing. That's the production outfit for Bassmaster Radio. So can you actually go Ike on a kayak? Well, that would be pretty interesting. Mike Iaconelli is already the only angler on the planet to win a Bass Nation title, the Bassmaster Classic, and the Angler of the Year. As if that wasn't already a tough enough record to beat, add a Bass Nation kayak tournament to the list. And get this, he did it with just seconds to go on the upper Chesapeake Bay. Ike is coming up in the Rapala Winner's Circle. Patrick Walters had another great season despite his tough finish at the St. Lawrence River Elite, but he's going back for redemption in the Northern Open, and he's coming up as well. But in the leadoff role, it's Hummingbird Minn Kota's Jeff Kolosinski to talk about the new Mega Live technology along with 360 and how they work together. Plus, he is the marathon man of fishing and will explain what he has in store September 10th and 11th. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference. Get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. Bassmaster.shop. That's Bassmaster.shop.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said, what a way to get things started on this show. Let's get going with Jeff Kolosinski from Hummingbird Minn Kota. I'm a big, big fan of Hummingbird Minn Kota products. My boat, my Phoenix, is bird from head to toe, all the way to the talons on the back. And I got news for you. I know the Raptor is unbelievable. I still love the talons. I love the talons. They go straight down. They're fast. I love the talons. I'm sticking with the talons. So in any event, Mega Live has come out. Everybody knows about that now. We saw it in action. Everyone was raving about it up at the St. Lawrence and at the Champlain. Pros got their hands on it, and soon you can get your hands on it as well. So Jeff Kolosinski joins us now to talk about that. Kolo, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, and the fishing's been good, and you just laid it out, man. Yeah. So you've got talons or raptors is a choice, and now there are some other technology choices from the Hummingbird angle, and that is Mega 360 or Mega Live, and there's a lot of people that would like both, and each of them kind of have their own unique piece, but I don't know. Which one would you choose if you had your choice?
Yeah, that's the thing is that, a lot of our listeners, they don't necessarily have the opportunity like the pros to have, three, four, five units on their boat, and so maybe they've got to decide between the two, and I know a lot of folks have said, look, I got 360. Tell me what the benefit of Mega Live is. Is Mega Live better than 360? Is 360 better than Mega Live? So tell us, in your opinion, what kind of fisherman would benefit from one or the other if you had to choose?
Well, being an eternally optimistic kind of guy, let me give you the good news, and I'll give you that first. And there really isn't any bad news, which makes it all better. But the good news is this: if you have to build this in a scalable sequence, right? If you just get your Hummingbirds or your Minn Kota or the Talons or Raptors, whatever your flavor is, you can bolt these extra pieces on at your leisure or when you save enough, to afford to get to the next level of technology. Mm-hmm. And the good news is they all play together. They're all part of the one boat network. They talk, they share data, and it really helps you do some extra things on the water. So that's the good news, right? You don't have to come up with, I can only buy this option at this point. You can build it as you go. So to your question, between Mega Live and Mega 360, that's a very good question. Inquiring minds do want to know. I'm not going to dodge your question, but I would say both, and I'll speak to those. I'll answer your question in that way. I think when you look at both of these, both Mega 360 and Mega Live are part of a fish finding system. And it's kind of a process. If you think about it, before you untie or you talon up, from the boat launch, you're going to look at your Lake Master map. You're going to figure out, okay, where are the fish today? Are they on points? Are they windswept points? Are they grass flats, channel swings? Where are they going to be? And that's the first thing that you look at. And then you go to that area, right? And you run over it or you run by it with Megaside imaging and look, hey, was my assumption right? Are the fish off of this ledge or are they not? If they're not, go on to the next spot. But you're going to look and kind of test your assumptions from mapping and where you think the fish are with your sonar, side imaging, dual spectrum chirp, or down imaging, whatever the sonar technologies, and figure out, are the fish there? Am I over a structure? And then a lot of times what you'll do is take the next sort of level of fish finding technology, and that's the Mega 360. To see where that piece of structure actually lays out with regard to you and the wind direction or your boat and say, okay, based on this channel swing, I'm down current, if you will, or whatever. Now I know that I'm really close to where that channel swing is based on 360 because it shows you everything. It's like an underwater radar, right? It shows you where everything lays out to your boat. And at that point, you can make the right cast and put a crankbait this time of year, deep crankbait or whatever else it would be on those. And then from the Mega 360, you kind of go to the last most precise piece of sonar, and that's the forward-facing, the directional sonar, the Mega Live. And with that, you get an advantage. You don't get to see where the structure lays out, so this is a little bit different, but you do get to see the fish that you're casting to in real time, right? And you also get to see where is my bait in relation to that fish. And one of the things that Mega Live really brings you that the other sonar technologies don't, and it doesn't matter whose brand you choose, the live sonar shows you the fish's mood to your bait. So if I throw a jerk bait and I'm burning it, and you know, here's a guy, Patrick Walters, he'll be around next.
Yeah.
Made a virtual career this year out of live sonar, right? Tip of the hat to him. And you're going to get to see, just like he did, were the fish following closely? Did they veer off when I brought back the bait erratically? But you're going to get a lot of data on how that fish are picking up your presentation and make the adjustment in real time. So when I say, you know, Mega 360 or Mega Live, they're both really important. It's just a question of, do you fish, you know, the structure, and are you comfortable just to cast? And I wouldn't say blind cast, but cast in a form way on Mega 360 to the structure. Or do you want that live feedback of what the fish are doing and what they're chasing your bait?
And you don't have to choose between the two, which is a good thing in terms of them being, you know, if you have the head, if you will, if you have a, you know, a Helix, a Gen 3, Solex, either one of those, you just add these to your trolling motor, basically, and you're adding this ability, which is kind of neat. Like you say, you can add as you go. These transducers are, they're much less expensive than, you know, basically, you know, buying a whole new head. So it's not like you have to stack three of them. You know, sure, that's great to say this one's dedicated to Mega 360 and this one's dedicated to Mega Live, but you don't necessarily have to do that, which is really cool.
No, you know, like, and you just laid out perfectly. You can bolt on whichever one you want in whatever order you want.
Jeff Kulaczynski with us here. Okay, in our last couple of minutes, everybody knows that you're the guy that catches a million fish every year in September. You got the world record for like a gazillion fish caught all at once. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. But this year you're doing something really cool as well, and it is going to be right around 9/11, 20th anniversary of 9/11. I happen to be a 9/11 baby, which for the first 40 years of my life, it was no big deal. I mean, the last 20 years, people, oh, it's too bad, your birthday's 9/11. I'm like, it was fine, you know, until 2001. But
sure.
Talk to us about what you're doing this year and how people can follow you catching a million fish.
So I hope it's a million fish. It's getting close to it. So for years, I've been really blessed in the sport of fishing. Got to fish on the United States World Championship team in 7 World Championships. It's just like the Olympics of fishing. And so basically what I do now today is I just take that skill, God-given skill, and I apply it to some charities and to help the community. So I fished a 24-hour straight fishing marathon. And have raised money for principally a group from Fishing for Life. They have a next gen program, and this program is really cool. They find mentors for kids of military families whose parents may be deployed, whose parents maybe have served and maybe didn't even come home. And so there's some Gold Star families that we serve as well. And I wanted to make sure that if I had served or if I hadn't, that there'd be somebody to take care of my kids and to show them the outdoors. And so that's kind of been a passion for mine for years. So I hooked up with the folks at Fishing for Life for this next gen program. And on September 11th, we kind of always had this event close to September 11th because, you know, I thought it was important for us to remember, not in a terrible way, but in a way that honors the people that really didn't have loved ones come home that day. And I never felt like I did enough, right? I never felt like I had a right way to broach the topic or just give a tip of the hat to that loss. And so this year, it is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Hard to believe. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to set out, instead of just trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records, which is most fish caught in 24 hours, that number is 2,143. This year, I want to give a special tip of the hat to our first responders and military families and up the ante and go for a catch of 2,977. It's the number of people that didn't get to come home on that 9/11 day, actually.
Right.
And it takes my voice away every time when I think about that. But look, here's what I do. I love to help people in the language of fishing, and I hope that I can raise some funds and awareness for our local first responders and our military families on that 9/11 day. You can watch it on social media. marathonmanfishing.com. And there's a website you can tune in to watch live.
Very
and
cool.
Tune in and even help us out in the fundraiser.
Very, very cool. Jeff Kolosinski has been our guest. Cole, I appreciate you so much. God bless you for the work that you do. And we'll look forward to following that. And we're looking forward to getting our hands on a little Mega Live action as well. We appreciate you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure. God bless, man. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. We'll get a break in here. When we return, we'll talk to Patrick Walters. Another great season out of Patrick Walters. He's up next. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. That's profishing.shop.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Holy smokes!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a guy that really has had an incredible start to his career. I mean, this is a guy that's won at the college level, he's won at the opens level, and he's won at the elites level. He was fourth in the Angler of the Year standings this year and probably would have finished a little higher than that if it hadn't been, it kind of bombed a little bit at the last one at the St. Lawrence River. But he is, of course, Patrick Walters, and he joins us now. Patrick, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Man, Tom, I'm doing great, and thank you for having me. And to tell you the truth, this whole season, it was the stumble of day two. I don't know what the curse was on day two, but every single tournament this year, I'd always just slip a little bit on day two. But that's how it goes. That's fishing. You can't always catch them. But it feels good to have another good season, to finish with the top five in AOI and carry that momentum into next year. That's like, we still got some opens left. I'm doing some planning for next year, and I'm chomping at the bit to get it started again. I didn't want it to end.
and it ended quick this year, it felt like. I mean, this truncated schedule, we'll get to next year's schedule in a little bit, but this truncated schedule, I mean, what was your thought on it, the way it went? There was a lot of back-to-backs. It was lock and load. You guys fit the whole schedule in by the middle of July. Did you like that, or do you wish that, you know, a little bit more of that rhythm of, you know, one a month type of deal?
You know, I like the tournaments back-to-back, but I wish it would be elongated throughout the season, because by the time you get used to your boat and everything and you're really getting in your rhythm for the year, the season was over this year. That was like last year, we didn't finish until October. And that is what I love. I mean, I love fishing into the fall and kind of just fishing all year. I don't want to end come July and then be, you have the rest of the year to kind of figure out what you're going to do. So I definitely like the longer season, and I like more tournaments in there. I want to fish even more. So as much fishing as possible would be good with me.
And you're not done. I mean, you fish the Opens, and you're heading back to New York, right? You need revenge. You're going to Clayton to see if you can figure out what went wrong. You know, with the St. Lawrence River, that 77th place finish, which was out of character, so out of character for you. I think it's your worst finish ever on the Elites. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's your worst finish ever on anything, including 200-man tournaments in the Opens. And so you couldn't wait to get your name on that list, and luckily you got selected off of the waiting list to be able to go there and fish the St. Lawrence. A little different animal out of Clayton, but you're probably going to some similar places, just it's not going to take you as long to get there.
Exactly. I'm definitely in much need of some redemption on that pond. And tell you the truth, I learned the most valuable lessons when you get your teeth kicked in. When you have to learn that lesson the hard way, that's when it sticks with you. And once we had that finish up, I found the fish this year in the Elite Series tournament. I had a good practice, but it was just the element of not taking my time. You can be around the fish and have the right base and everything, but if you're not in the zone that day and 100% focused, you just don't catch them. Caught 3 fish for 9 pounds day one. Fell completely out of it. Day two, made a little comeback, caught 20 pounds. And just showed you that the fish were there. You just have to, you got to fish for the fish that day. Every day is ever changing, and that's why I'm excited to get up there for the Open. And let me tell you, I am going for redemption. Those first couple smallmouth I catch, listen, I might have to drop them in the deep fryer. You never know. I'm going to get true redemption on them babies, because you got to be one with the smallmouth, I feel like. Taku said he's taking them to Disneyland.
Yeah.
I'm taking them to the fillet board.
Yeah, there you go. Those 12-inchers, and they are a bit tasty. You know, you got to kind of sort through some of those up there for sure. And what was weird about it too is because you came off a 7th place finish at Champlain, and typically when guys go Champlain and then to Waddington, you know, or Waddington to Champlain, usually they all have good finishes at both of those places. That's why it was so surprising, you know, for that to happen for you, because you were right there, you know, on Championship Sunday at Champlain.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It was I focused 100% on smallmouth this year on the northern swing, where in years past I had iffy finishes because I had largemouth fish, I had smallmouth fish. I wasn't 100% committed, and this year I knew what I was going to do. I had all my tackle ready. I went with the mindset of only smallmouth. That's mm-hmm. what I was going to do. Had a great tournament at Champlain. Everything worked out well. And transferring that into St. Lawrence, I had a great practice. Felt like I was on the good fish, but it was just time management, because I made the long run from Waddington, New York, all the way to Lake Ontario, which it was over probably like an hour and 20-something minutes with getting gas. And so making that run out there, just that time crunch of trying to get all that down, catch the fish, find the fish again, big water, it was just mental decisions, yeah. You know, and that's really the difference. It's the mental side of it. And if you're not 100% in it, that shows you how far you can miss it. Because I really felt like I was on the fish to top 10 it. Yeah. Because Taku was around me. Atkins was, I think, not even 1 mile from me. I was fishing around the Johnson. Like, we were all in that little same kind of area. And so every year I'm getting closer and closer to the smallmouth. And hopefully 1 year for us to have a really good season, everything's just going to have to kind of click. And I think smallmouth's the missing puzzle piece right now.
You know, I mentioned your prowess at all the levels, the college level. We know that the best of the best, the cream of the crop, is in the elites. But there are a lot of elite guys that show up in these open events as well. You were third at the Harris Chain. I fished that tournament and got to see you up close personal doing what you were doing there. You've got a couple of wins on the Opens. In your mind, is it you got a blue trophy from an elite win? Is it harder to win an open than it is to win an elite with twice the size of the field, and you know, they always got those 30 or 40 locals that are cherry picking those tournaments?
Exactly, that's the thing. I own it. At times, I think it is almost harder to win than an elite. The elite is, we're all on a fair playing field. Nobody's been there for a month. We all have 3 days of practice. Everybody's in the same conditions. Where in an open, there'll be guys who are guiding on the leg who will practice for 2 months. They have not left that body of water. You're fishing against all the local hammers. You're fishing against elites who are just fishing it for fun. Guys trying to make the elites, guys from other tours, and it's 225 boats. So the strategy that goes into the opens is almost completely different than the elites, because you kind of got to burn through your fish. There's no saving them in the opens because somebody's going to catch them, because with 225 boats in the water, no stone has been unturned. And so it is definitely difficult for you to really get that opportunity to a chance to win the open. Everything truly does have to go right.
How do you feel about an elite on the Harris chain? I mean, you know, I think that that's really, really cool. It's about the same time of year as we were there with the Opens last year. But, you know, St. John's, you were fourth last year. So, obviously, you know what you're doing there in Florida. Then you are third at the Harris chain. A chance for you to get off to a really good start. But how do you feel about the elites going to the Harris chain and spreading out amongst all those lakes?
I'm excited about it. You know, I'm excited to get back to Florida. I do love kicking the year off in there. Who doesn't love kicking the year off with some straight braid? Mm. I mean, that's hard to beat. Straight braid, warm weather, and big Florida fish. And what I like about Harris Chain, there's a lot of grass. The thing is, there's a lot of different patterns. You can fish the offshore hydrilla. You can go up and flip. You can fish shallow. And you can also bed fish. And I think this year is going to be a little bit different than it was last year in the open, or this year actually, because it's the third weekend, I think, in February, and it's also on a full moon. I think there's going to be some hammers caught in that tournament, and that's what I'm excited about. I used to be so mindset on grinders, like tough tournaments, which I still love those tournaments because one big fish can make a big difference in the whole tournament. But who doesn't love a good slugfest? Who doesn't love a chance of catching a 10-pound fish? You know, that's what – it's big bass, big stage, big dreams. That's what the dream is about.
Yeah, Rapala Pro Patrick Walters with us. And is there a prettier stretch of water anywhere in the country than the Dora Canal? I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, when you run that little Dora, I say run. You got to go slow down through there. But that Dora Canal heading for Lake Dora is just absolutely. I got family that live on Lake Dora. I've been in that area of country almost my whole life, you know, at various times. But that Dora Canal is about the prettiest piece of water there is anywhere.
You wouldn't think it would be down there like that. I mean, you're just fishing Harris, and then you go to Little Harris. You're like, okay, and then you go to Eustis.
Yeah.
And when you go under that bridge into that canal, you feel like you have stepped back in time.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel like you're going to see an ancient 15-foot alligator on the bank over there. You just that is a very neat canal that. It's just so scenic. I mean, because that separates Eustis to, is it Dora?
Yeah.
It's Dora Lake. Canal. I didn't know it was Dora.
It's called the Dora Canal. Yeah. Yeah. And the funny thing is too, as you go through there, you see the communities, they're trailer parks. You know what I mean? Really? I mean, they're nice ones. They, you know, people take care of them and so on. But you look at that and you say, you know, this real estate, you know what this real estate is worth? I mean, if people would buy up three or four of those lots and build homes on that canal, it would be absolutely spectacular.
Absolutely. And what I love about that, too, is they have all those old car boats.
Yeah.
Like those restored-looking cars. They just have a lot of neat history down there.
Yeah, no, it is really cool. And then, of course, Hartwell. I mean, this is in your wheelhouse. You won the Open there last year. And you got – I mean, it's got to be hard not to be thinking about that too much. You get the floor to start to the season, but you get to go someplace that's like home for you to go to Hartwell.
I can promise you, since we have wrapped up the tournament at St. Lawrence and we have wrapped up the Elite Series season, not a night or a day has gone by that I have not thought about next season, and especially Hartwell. I lay in bed at night, you're getting ready to go to bed, and it's just like, what if it's warm? What if it's cold? You know, is the water going to be high this year? Where are the fish going to be? Nonstop. It has not left my brain. And I'm excited about it. It's 3 hours from the house. I'm going to spend a good bit of time in November and December over there. I'm kind of waiting on that weather to cool down a little bit. But, yeah, to say I'm excited about Hartwell would be an understatement.
Patrick Walters has been our guest. Patrick, we appreciate you so much. You're always a great guest. Another great season under your belt. And I know that AOI is kind of – it doesn't matter what any of you did this year. Your fellow Rapala Pro, you know, Seth Fider just ran away and hid with the thing. He had maybe the best year we've ever seen. So
absolutely.
You can't feel bad.
This year was just phenomenal. Hats off to Seth. And when you have a year like that, you have completely earned it. And so kudos to Seth. I think he's just getting the train going. I think he's going to be up to some big things next year. The only thing is – we just have to keep our foot on the gas and see if we can catch up.
Patrick Walters has been our guest. Thank you, Patrick.
Hey, thank you, Tom. Take care.
Thank you. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, Mike Iaconelli will join us next. Can you go Ike on a kayak? We'll talk to him next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio, and now in our Rapala Winner's Circle, a Rapala guy. It's like an all Rapala show today. You know, we just had Patrick Walters, and now joining us, Mike Iaconelli, who he landed an 18.5-inch bass that got him the win in the Bass Nation Kayak Series, powered by Attorney X at the Upper Chesapeake Bay. And as I said in the intro before, I have no idea how you go Ike on a kayak, but maybe he does. I don't know. He joins us now. Ike, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
How you doing? It's great to hear from you.
Well, it's good to have you on. What do you do, though? You can't – I mean, look, I know you're a kinder, gentler Ike than you were when you were breakdancing on the front deck of your bass boat, but, I mean, you must have been flipping out when you caught this bass in the last minutes to win this kayak tournament.
I was pretty excited. I mean, you know, it ranks up there with one of the most exciting fish catches in a tournament I've ever had. I'm not kidding you. I put it up there with the year I won the Classic. I put it up there with when I won the Delaware River, when I won Gunnersville in the last 5 minutes of the tournament. I put it up there with all those. But it was a little different, you know, because in a normal tournament, that last minute catch, you catch it, you put it in your live well, and you rush back to weigh in. Here, you have to have that fish submitted. It's all done through an app called Tourney X. These tournaments go by inches, right? This isn't pounds, and it's CPR. It's catch, photograph, and release. And I had to have that picture of that fish taken before that clock turned two. And in fact, just to be safe, I wanted to submit that fish into the app and have it cleared before the clock turned two. Man, I got that bite. I'm not kidding. I got that bite at like 159. Set the hook, cranked it in. It was a big one, 4-pounder. Swung it in, unhooked it, fired my phone up, laid it down on the board, made sure he was still, got the identifier in there, took the picture, let the fish go, held my phone up, submitted it to the app, watching the little wheel spin, boom, submit it to leaderboard, 3 seconds to spare before that clock hit 2 o'clock.
That's such a Mike Iaconelli move, man. It is such, and by the way, for those of you listening on stations and don't necessarily follow professional fishing, but you like the show, Mike Iaconelli, well over $2.5 million in winnings with bass alone. He is the only angler on the planet to have won a Bassmaster Classic, a Bassmaster Angler of the Year, a Bass Nation Championship,
in a kayak tournament. I mean, now we just add that to it, a kayak tournament. And Mike, you were one of the first proponents of this, right? I mean, you're one of the guys that was behind this from the beginning. This wasn't just a sponsorship deal with Hobie and okay, this is cute. I've been watching videos of you fishing out of that kayak for years now, and this was something a long time coming for you.
It really has. And, you know, even before the kayak movement, when I was a kid, man, I'm a small boat fisherman.
Yeah.
That's how I grew up, fishing canoes, fishing John boats. So when I first saw a fishing kayak at ICAST, and I want to put it at about 10 or 12 years ago, my mind was blown. I knew the potential of, you know, what you could do in a kayak that you couldn't do in a big boat. And I just fell in love with it, you know, started a relationship with Hobie. And about 3 years ago, I started competing myself. And let me tell you, you know, I've been getting a little bit of heat for this, but I'm going to say it again. Kayak, pro-level kayak fishing is as tough and competitive as the elites or MLF or any of those top-level circuits. These guys are serious. They're the best kayak anglers in the world. They're locals. They practice for 10 and 12 days for an event. When you win one of those, you've done something, and I'm really proud of that one.
Now, I'm a big guy. I mean, I can get in a kayak if I chose to. But I look at the way you guys fish out of these things, and you have the rods kind of like standing up behind you. I mean, it must take a totally different mindset and even technique, the way you cast. And I mean, just talk about that a little bit, how you have your gear, how you boil it down to what you're taking out there on a, you know, on a kayak with you.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of an adjustment. You know, if you're a big boat angler and you're getting into a kayak, there's definitely a learning curve. You know, the great thing, though, about most of these, I would call them higher-end fishing kayaks now, and not just Hobie, but a lot of them, are super, super stable. You know, the one that I fished out of in that tournament, it was a brand-new Ike-approved Hobie. It's 14 feet. It's catamaran style. So you could stand in it.
Oh, really?
You could set the hook in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd be really, really shocked at how stable these things are. But for sure, you've got to become a more consolidated angler. And, you know, my bass boat, I carry 30 rods. In my Hobie, I like 8 to 12 with that 10 number being the right number. But here's the thing. You can trick them out. Like, you know, my Hobie's tricked out. It's got a depth finder. It's got power poles. It's got a trolling motor on the back. It's got a crate. And around that crate, I can hold 10 rods. It's also got rod holders on the gunwale. So, I mean, these are basically mini bass boats. And the beauty of these things, you don't need a boat ramp. You don't need a trailer.
Yeah.
You don't need gas. You could guardrail hop it. You could put it in the back of your pickup. You could throw it on top of your car. I mean, these are vessels that are accessible to the average angler.
And you know, I cut my teeth as a 10-year-old fishing out of my grandfather's canoe in Central Florida. And there's just something special about sitting in the water where your butt is almost, you know, pretty much below water level, as low slung as our bass boats are. I mean, to be able to sit down in the water like that and that feeling, and I don't want to get all romantic about it, but that feeling of being one with nature, there is nothing like being in a – there's nobody else in the boat with you, but, you know what I mean? It's just you, the fish. Fish and nature.
Yeah. It's special.
Yeah.
It's super special.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing that I could say, and you hit it, and it's not being romantic, it's being real, is that it does put you at the level of the fish. And, you know, the fishing's always been about you against the fish. And it never feels more like that than when you're in a kayak. I guarantee it. When that fish jumps eye level, when you have a 5-pounder on, he's pulling you around. You can't get that in a big boat. That's special.
Now, when people buy an Ike-approved Hobie fishing kayak, does it come with the Shark Teeth logo on the front, or is that just for Ike? Are you the only one that get to have that?
Nope. It comes with it. It's definitely what I call Iked out. You know, we got custom logo. Yeah, we got custom logos, custom carpet, custom color. We've got Flambeau boxes already in it. So it's all tricked out. And I wanted to make a kayak that was sort of bold, sort of high energy like me. And this one really it's hit the mark, you know?
Mike Iaconelli with us here. Rapala Pro, Mike Iaconelli. By the way, Ike is responsible, and Ike, I'll tell you, our Bassmaster Radio studios are sit on the Tennessee-Alabama border, not too far from Goose Pond, not too far from a lot of the Great Lakes, Chickamauga, and all these lakes along the Tennessee River. For those of you listening in that area of the country, Mike is the one that's responsible for the demon color. And in these parts, Mike, it doesn't matter what color your crankbait is in the winter and the spring, as long as it's demon color, all right? So, I mean, that must have been one of the most, I don't know how you stumbled upon that one, and if you actually are the guy that comes up with all of these really cool colors for Rapala, but that demon is just cash money in these parts.
Yeah, that's been a good one, and it was awesome experience working with Rapala and coming up with those Ike's Ink colors, they call them, and it was fun, and that was one that the story behind it is great, because that Rayburn red color forever since I was a kid, so we're talking about in the late 80s, has been a terrific color. But what we used to do is we used to take those really bright Rayburn red colors, mm-hmm. and we would purposely fade them out. We'd purposely get these things and fade them out. We didn't want that deep, dark, bright red. We wanted that lighter, faded red. And that bait has it. The other thing we would do, this is a little embarrassing talking about it all these years later, but we'd buy nail polish. We would go in.
Been there, done that.
It's pretty embarrassing, but we would buy fine glitter nail polish. And, man, on those faded red baits, just that little bit of fine glitter, almost that purplish-blue fine glitter, would always make the difference. So when we designed those colors, man, I already kind of knew. I had 24 colors in my mind that were colors that I had tweaked and customized and, you know, guys around the house have fished. And they're kind of what materialized. And that one for sure, has been a home run.
And any of us who are in love with the Balsa bait and the DT series of Rapala crankbaits had been screaming from the mountaintop for a DT8. And finally we get a DT8, man. I'm fired up. I haven't seen them yet in my hand, but that DT8 is going to be a home run.
Oh, it's awesome. It's definitely a long time coming. You know, it was sort of a missing zone in the DT lineup. And here's the beauty of that one. I'll just give you this real quick. It's the body size of a DT6 with the diving depth of a DT10. So if you can visualize that in your mind, this is going to be a home run. When you want that smaller body size, when you want it to get deeper, it's called a DT8, you know, and on 14-pound test, it's going to run 18 feet. But as you go lower in line size, as you go to 12 and 10 and even 8, you can get this thing, believe it or not, over 10 feet. So small body size, deep diving, man, smallmouth fisheries, spotted bass fisheries. You talk about those Coosa bass. Dude, it's going to be a killer. It's going to be a killer.
Mike Iaconelli with us here. All right, before I let you go, you're still fishing out of that big old bass cat, and you were very well at Oneida, fourth place there. James River, you're always a stick there. You were good there. And now you're going to the St. Lawrence, and you have had mixed results in classics at Hartwell. I think you were like fourth maybe in 2015, and then in 2015, and then not so good in 2018. You're not thinking just about qualifying for the elite so that you can make that decision. You're thinking about getting to Hartwell for 2022, aren't you? You want to win.
Oh, it's on my radar. You know, it's been on my radar since the James River. That was the first one I fished this year. I had a good finish there, but not quite winning. At Oneida, I really believed I was on the winning fish. I fell a little short there. So I get one more chance. And, you know, to qualify for a classic is a special thing, you know, and you could sort of never get enough. You know, it's something you can't do enough. So I would love to be at the classic at Hartwell. And, you know, if I can fish both events, now that I've qualified for the classic of kayaks, that it's actually a few days before.
Right.
Man, that would be the most amazing experience in the world, fishing both classics in the same week. And I would absolutely do it 100%.
And I don't want to jinx you, but you are second in the points in the Northern. So you're sitting in a position where, you know, if you have any kind of a decent tournament at the St. Lawrence, you're going to get that elite invite where you made 16, 17, 18 straight classics. I mean, some crazy number like that. Of course, you're a multi-time winner and everything else. So I got to ask you, for the sake of our listeners, if that phone call comes, if at the end of that tournament you're on that list, you get the invite, is Mike Iaconelli fishing the elites in 2022?
Well, you know, it's a great question, and I can honestly answer and say that for sure, being one of the top five, being one of those guys, having that invite at the end of the Opens, that is something I'm working for. I can tell you that for sure. What I can't tell you for sure is whether I'll come back and fish the Elites next year. You know, honestly, there's a lot going on. I've sort of have a lot of irons in the fire with different businesses in fishing, and it's a lot of good stuff going on. So, you know, I don't want to jump the gun and say I'm coming back, but I promise you this, if I end up coming back full-time to professional bass fishing, I will probably take that invite and come back to the Elites. That's for sure.
There you go. So you got a probably maybe from Mike Iaconelli. Breaking news on Bassmaster Radio. A probably maybe from Mike Iaconelli.
Probably maybe.
Probably maybe. That's but right. We know that if you can win at the St. Lawrence, you definitely will show up at Hartwell in the first week of March. That's for sure.
You better believe it.
Mike Iaconelli has been our guest. Congrats on the kayak win. A lot of fun to see
you
do that. And we'll look forward to talking to you again down the road, Ike. Congrats on that, and good luck at the St. Lawrence.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's great talking to you.
All right. Thank you. There you go, Mike Iaconelli. And remember, Patrick Walters just told us that he signed up for that deal because he was not happy with the way his season ended at the St. Lawrence and get to go out of Clayton this time. And so Patrick Walters looking for some redemption as well. So he got himself into that derby. All right. We will get a break and come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster Radio gear. That's profishing.shop.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back. Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. You can shop for yourself or get great gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, where now you can even personalize a shirt. The only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear is Bassmaster.shop. And if you ever wish that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler, well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster Radio gear. That's profishing.shop. Let's take a look at the upcoming schedule. Even though the Elite Series is in the books, there's plenty of other action going on, including the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series National Championship presented by Bass Pro Shops, which is just wrapping up on the St. Lawrence River. We will have a complete report and the winners from that on next week's show. The TNT Fireworks Bass Nation Northern Regional at the Upper Mississippi River out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, is coming up September 1st through the 11th. The BassPro.com Bassmaster Open at the Thousand Islands, where both Patrick Walters and Mike Iaconelli and many other great fishermen will be fishing, is coming up out of Clayton, New York, September 9th through the 11th. The BassPro.com Bassmaster Open at Lake Norman is coming up September 23rd through the 25th. And the BassPro.com Bassmaster Open at Lewis Smith Lake is coming up at Lewis Smith Lake in Jasper, Alabama, October 9th through the 11th. The final BassPro.com Bassmaster Open will be at Grand Lake in the Central Division. That is at Grand Lake of the Cherokees in Oklahoma. That is October 21st through the 23rd. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.